Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focused on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So this week, we're talking about self-importance. And yesterday, we started with social hierarchy, and I left off with better versus fortunate, which is really where I want to begin today, and that's the topic for today. If you have the ability to generate great wealth, the question is how did you get the skill? Were you born into a family where money already existed? Are you the byproduct of educated parents that raised you with certain values? Did you get a break somewhere along the way or have an opportunity present itself? Or were you just in the right place at the right time? What I found is that most successful people, they can usually point to just a few pivotal situations in their past that served as that catalyst for creating the success. And while some people might consider it luck, in every instance, that achiever had the benefit of fortunate events. So I don't think luck is the answer. It's not luck, right? People that work really, really hard have opportunities present themselves through that hard work. It's almost like the more times you get up to the plate, the more hits you're going to get. If you work hard, if you work long hours, you know, if you have exposure in the right places, things are going to happen that benefit you. But there's that combination of things that really get you there. At the end of the day, you have to ask yourself a question. Are you more important than someone that doesn't have that ability to generate that wealth? You know, and what if you haven't experienced those fortunate events in your life? So if I am staying at the Ritz-Carlton, there's a housekeeper cleaning my room. Are they more important or am I more important than they are? And I think at the end of the day, there is no justification for not treating people with respect, regardless of where they fall from a socioeconomical standpoint. Being successful doesn't make you better than anywhere else. It makes you more fortunate than other people. And I think that is the main point here. It comes down to it's not better, it's more fortunate. But if you treat people with respect all around you, that has a way of coming back to you. And really, that's what we wanted to touch on today. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would just ask you to subscribe. Look at us on Stitcher, on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals. And I just ask for that opportunity. I would love to be that person for you. And what it means, just get here every day for a couple minutes a day. That's all it takes. 5 days a week. Before we finish, let's take a moment and let's get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about corporate self-importance. But for today, I want you to think about this concept of better versus fortunate. If you're more fortunate than people, it doesn't make you better than anybody. I don't think anybody is better than anyone else. Again, it's just more fortunate. So think about the relationships. Think about your interactions. Think about how can you treat people as they should be treated. Focus on that.